Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We know as Christmas is above all the festival of peace and of the home.
Here's a young lady here. You put that earphone on, all right? You can hear me all right, can't you?
Yes, I can.
May I ask you your name?
Jeannie Hollowell.
Jeannie Hollowell.
That's right.
And how old are you, Jeannie?
I'm 18.
18 years old. You're out of school then, huh?
Yes, I am. I graduated in June.
Graduated in June. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm just down in Hollywood. I've been down here about 4 or 5 days, and I'm enjoying it immensely. I'm just on a sort of a vacation.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're not from Hollywood then, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm from Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, you're from Santa Barbara. Well, we have an out-of-towner here. Do you know Mickey or Judy?
No, I don't know them personally, but I've seen them in pictures.
You have. Would you like to meet them?
I'd love to.
Who would you like to talk to?
I'd like to talk to both of them.
All right, we'll start with Judy. Now, your name is Jeannie, isn't it?
That's right.
So it's Jeannie and Judy.
Hello, Jeannie.
There she is. No, she just said hello, Jeannie.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I want to wish you a very...
Hello, and welcome to this festive edition of Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio. Today we'll be hearing some Christmas-themed music from the years 1939 to 1945, a time we may not associate with the season of goodwill, but you may be surprised at how many of these you're familiar with. We've just heard Snow Ride by Bernard Herrmann. That's from the soundtrack to The Magnificent Ambersons, a film released in 1942. Another film released in 1942 was Holiday Inn, starring Bing Crosby, from which this very famous song was taken.
You know, I've written special music for each holiday. This sort of gives me a chance to keep a little promise I made to myself. I said I was going to sing this song at the inn tonight.
Christmas card I write,
Korean brown, and may all your Christmases be white.
Was of course Bing Crosby with White Christmas from 1942, by some counts the best-selling single of all time. The film it comes from, Holiday Inn, is a very interesting, strange film. It's a hotel where they have special celebrations all the year round, so it's not exactly a Christmas movie. They did make a White Christmas movie in the 1950s, which is not quite as good as Holiday Inn. Of course, the late 30s and the early 40s were the heyday of swing music. So let's have a listen to one of the foremost proponents of swing music, and later one of the people who introduced bebop music as well. It's Lionel Hampton, and this is called Gin for Christmas. Thank you. was Lionel Hampton with Gin for Christmas from 1939. Lionel Hampton, of course, one of the big stars of swing music. Another more minor star, perhaps, is Claude Thornhill. This isn't exactly a Christmas song, but I'm sure you can see how the theme works. This is Snowfall from 1941. Thornhill there with Snowfall from 1941. Just a beautiful piece of music, I think. And it's interesting that swing music was developing in that way in the early 40s. In 1942, of course, we've got the USA entering the war. And on top of that, the entire recording industry went on strike, which meant the only records that were produced were a few produced to be sent to the services and some solos with pianos, not this lush orchestral kind of thing. Also, touring bands were not able to tour anymore, so for various reasons that was kind of the end of swing music. But you know, the last kind of swing records we've got are really quite beautiful, I think, and they were going in a very interesting direction. Not that I would be without the bebop revolution that came in after the war there. Let's hear another swing band who also made the transition to the post-swing era. This is Woody Herman and his orchestra with their version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Thank you. better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Was Woody Herman and his orchestra with their version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town from 1942. You're listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio, and we're covering the Christmas songs of the wartime years 1939 to 1945. Well, so far we've only really heard American artists. Let's redress the balance with a British act. This is Flanagan and Allen. It's Bud Flanagan and Chesney Allen. They were, of course, very famous music hall artists in the 1930s and 1940s. And during the Second World War, they were big stars of both screen and radio and record. This is not exactly a Christmas-themed record, but you can imagine it being popular at Christmas time. This is There's a Boy Coming Home on Leave.
Coming home on leave. There's a girl wants him home on leave. She'll meet him right at the station, and will she tell all the nation? There's a boy coming home on leave, and his heart will be on his sleeve. They'll have a grand celebration when he comes home on leave. And as they meet, he'll tell her how he's missed her. That's after he's kissed her. And then they'll talk about that wedding morning. They'll plan the honeymoon, the army can't wait in June. There's a boy coming home on leave. He'll enjoy coming home on leave. They'll make it 10 days of heaven when he comes home on leave.
Is it wonderful coming home on leave?
Yes, Chad, we'll soon be in Victoria Station. What's the first thing you've got to do when you get in? As soon as you see the missus, what are you going to do?
The first thing, Bud, I'm going to kiss the wife.
Oh, yeah? And the second thing?
Well, take me pack off. What about you, Bud?
Well, I'm going straight into the missus. I'm going to say, there's something I want. Send the kids to the pictures. And when the kids have gone to the pictures, you know what I'm going to ask her?
No, Bud.
How you been getting on for bacon?
That's after he's kissed her. And then they'll talk about that wedding morning. They'll plan a honeymoon, the army can't wait till June. There's a boy coming home on leave. He'll enjoy coming home on leave. They'll make it 10 days of heaven when he comes home on leave.
Flanagan and Allen with There's a Boy Coming Home on Leave from 1940. Now, where would music of the Second World War be without the Glenn Miller Orchestra, who of course made many of the songs we associate with wartime, and they made several other songs as well. And if you listen to my show when I get to the early 1940s, you'll hear some very unusual music that they produced. This is their version of Jingle Bells from 1941.
Sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells,
jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
I don't mind the storm. Bring your coats and hats, you lukewarm cats. I've got my horn to keep me warm.
Down in Mexico, we have got no snow.
You have got no snow.
Down in Mexico, sit around all day. Hear the music play. Every time we sing, tequila glasses ring.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
The Glenn Miller Orchestra with Jingle Bells from 1941. You're listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio. Of course, we shouldn't forget that Christmas is a religious festival as well, and you may have tuned in to hear the choir at King's College Chapel this Christmas time. This is perhaps the American equivalent. This is the Heavenly Gospel Singers with When Was Jesus Born?
Tell me when my Jesus born.
Be told about the land, my neighbor.
We'll know when my Jesus born.
Born,
land, my neighbor.
Oh,
when my Jesus born. Land, my neighbor.
Was it January?
I don't know.
February?
I don't know. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, but the 25th day of the December, the land, my neighbor.
Tell me, when was Jesus born?
Be called
about
the
land,
my dear. Well,
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 when was Jesus born?
Born, the land, my dear.
I couldn't know.
When was Jesus born?
Well, about
the
land, my dear.
Was it
January? I don't know. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, but the 25th day of the December, the land, my name.
Oh, tell me, when was Jesus born?
Great God Almighty, by the land, my name.
Well, well, now, when was Jesus born?
I don't know about the land, my name. I couldn't know
when was Jesus born?
Oh, well, by the land, my name.
Was it January?
I don't know. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October.
the know. A member of the 25th day of deep December, the lemon in the air.
He was
blown up by John Mears, and he was wrapped up in the swaddling, a dead in a manger. For it was the 25th day of December. Talk about the lemon in the air.
Oh, tell me when one was Jesus born.
Great God Almighty, about the lemon in the air.
Well, no.
When was Jesus born?
Born
the lemon in the air.
That was the Heavenly Gospel Singers with When Was Jesus Born from 1941. Now you've already heard a very famous song from Bing Crosby. Let's hear another one from him, this time joined by other huge stars of the era, the Andrews Sisters. This is their version of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town, gather round. He's making a list, checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good,
so be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns, little toy drums, rooty toot toots and rum-a-tum-tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. Curly-head dolls, a toddle and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids and girls in Boyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas dream.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm a-telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard.
He's coming to town.
That was Bing Crosby with the Andrews Sisters with Santa Claus is Coming to Town from 1943. Well, so far in this festive show, we've heard mainly music which is either light-hearted or kind of serious and religious. Let's hear something a bit more funny now. This is Spike Jones and his City Slickers and their version of Jingle Bells.
Making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, make a lot of noise. All the kids are gonna get a lot of Christmas toys. Christmas horns, Christmas drums, Santa Claus and Vince. We'll play jingle bells for you on four instruments.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. We got no gas to run the car, so we'll hitch up the sleigh. Hey, off we go to Grandma's house, singing all the way. But Grandma ain't at home, she's working swing shift hours today.
Hardly wait to change each present that you get. Hang your sock up on the tree, or what gifts you'll see. I hung my sock up there last year, and it killed the gosh darn tree.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, happy Christmas day. Have a lot of fun because you've got the bills to pay. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, now our story's done.
So from Spike and all the slickers, Merry Christmas. Everyone.
And a happy new year.
That was Spike Jones and his City Slickers with their version of Jingle Bells from 1944. Spike Jones was a band leader from the USA, and as you may have been able to tell from that, he didn't take things quite as seriously as other band leaders, famous for adding various different sound effects and comedic treatments of famous songs. And one of the first records I owned was a Spike Jones compilation previously owned by my grandfather. So I've been familiar with him for a long time. He was a big star after making a song called Der Führer's Face, making fun of Hitler in the early 40s. And he left behind a huge body of work. You can find a song by him on almost any topic, or a parody song at least. So let's get back into a more reflective Christmassy mood. This is the very famous vocal group, the Mills Brothers, with I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. Christmas, if only in my dreams. Christmas Eve will find me, oh, where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams, if only in my
Brothers with I'll Be Home for Christmas. They were a huge act at the time, and they inspired the Ink Spots, and the Ink Spots went on to inspire doo-wop music, which became kind of the vocal part of rock and roll. So a very important lineage there in there. And another lineage that's important, we can link that, is blues music. So let's hear a proponent of country blues music, we can call it. This is Lead Belly with Christmas Song.
Now this is a children's play song when the Santa Claus is coming. This is Christmas night. They stay up all day, and at midnight they get out in the yard and play. And they make the rain. And the rooster be crowing at midnight. He always gonna crow on a Christmas night at midnight. And they didn't hear their mom and papa tell them that Santa Claus is coming. They ain't gonna go to sleep. Now they're gonna get out of the yard and play and sing while they hear that chicken crowing for midnight. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day. 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 Think I heard my mother say it's almost day. Think I heard my mother say it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and 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 almost day. Santa Claus is coming, yes, and it's almost day. Santa Claus is coming, yes, and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's Christmas day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's Christmas day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost 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 day. Chicken crowing for midnight and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and I'm going away. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's Christmas day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's Christmas day. Chicken crowing for midnight almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day. Think I heard my papa say it's almost day. Think I heard my papa say it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day. Chicken crowing for midnight and it's almost day. Christmas is coming and it's almost day. Christmas is coming and it's almost day. Children's all is happy and it's almost day. Children's all is happy on a Christmas day.
You're listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio, and today we're listening to some Christmas music from the years 1939 to 1945. Now, another big star of the swing era, which we're just right at the end of in this era, is Fats Waller, who, you know, he made the transition from, you know, what we call stride piano to the kind of boogie-woogie piano that happened in the 1940s and 50s. This is a recording from 1943 called Swingin' Them Jingle Bells.
Thank you. way, yeah. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh.
What's the matter with him? Them jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way, look at that.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Look at that.
Jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Was the wonderful Fats Waller with Swinging Them Jingle Bells from 1943. Now we've heard a lot of cool music from the 1940s so far, and perhaps not so much in the more commercial mainstream vein, and of course there's plenty of that around at Christmas time, we always know that. Let's hear one of the biggest, you know, mainstream singers of the age. This is Dinah Shore with I'll Walk Alone Through Every Christmas.
Christmas is a time for nostalgia, especially this Christmas. Oh, of course the tree is up and the ornaments and tinsel sparkle in the firelight. And the smell of roast turkey and stuffing is all over the house, just like before. But yet it isn't the same as other Christmases when everybody was home. But there'll be other Christmases, just like the ones we used to know, and then this one will seem like a dream. Here's a song that I think a message from the heart of all of us at home who are thinking of you today. It's,
I'll walk alone through every Christmas until you're beside me. And I'll dream you're beside me when my heart tells me you. With all the memories of other Decembers, just a girl who remembers dreams we fashion the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are each night. In every prayer, just whisper, I'll hear you, no matter how far. So close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone, but send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone, darling, all by myself. I'll walk
that was Dinah Shore with I'll Walk Alone Through Every Christmas from 1944. Let's have a, what do we call this? It's an operetta recording. It's a three singers singing together in harmony. And I think they're British, but kind of hard to tell. It's Kenny Baker, not that one, Karen Kempel and Alexander Smallens with, it may be that Kenny Baker. I'm assuming not. It's the right kind of age to be him, but I'm assuming there was a different Kenny Baker who was a countertenor in an operetta society. So anyway, this is called Hail to Christmas from 1944. Kenny Baker, not that one, Karen Kempel and Alexander Smallens with Hail to Christmas from 1944. Now, every genre has their Christmas songs. Well, probably, I'd say. Anyway, every genre seemed to in the mid-40s, at least. Now, this is a guy called Tex Ritter. He's a country star, a cowboy country is what I describe him as. And this is a song called Christmas Carols by the Old Corral.
Singing, gonna be singing Christmas carols by the old corral, celebrating, congregating, and exchanging greetings by the old corral. There'll be lots of little children, and how big their eyes will be when they see what Santa left around the tree. They'll be merry, singing those merry Christmas carols by the old corral. Thank you.
They'll be singing, gonna be singing Christmas carols by the old corral, celebrating, congregating, and exchanging greetings by the old corral. Every tender foot will sure enjoy it so, watching sweethearts kiss beneath the mistletoe. How they'll thrill ya, singing familiar Christmas carols by the old corral. Christmas carols by the old corral.
That was Tex Ritter with Christmas Carols by the Old Corral, a record from 1945. You've been listening to Centuries of Sound on Cambridge 105 Radio. And next up on this lovely Boxing Day, we have the Smelly Flower Pot returning. Dave Hammond's going to return for a Christmas special to play the music of 2023. So I'm very excited to hear that as well. I'll be back next time with some music from another year, getting into the very late 1930s, so we might be hearing some of these records again, although, yeah, probably not. Let's close with what I think is one of many people's favourite Christmas records of all time. This is from the 1944 film Meet Me in St. Louis, and it's Judy Garland's, I think it's the original recording, perhaps, of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and I hope you all did. Thank you all, and Merry Christmas, and catch you all next time.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore, faithful friends who were dear to will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates allow. Until then.